And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with numerologist Glynis McCants. Glynis, what about Vladimir Putin, the head of Russia?
So in his case, because he's a seven, born on a 7 day, it's like, to me, the joke would be 007, right? You never know what he's up to. He's the man of mystery, and he'll present himself one way and then something else happens. He's in a personal year of seven, which promotes that level of secrecy. But I think there's some cracks in there. And one example is what happened with Alexei Navalny and the people's willingness to come out and mourn him, even though they got, arrested for it and everything else. And even this election that just happened, how many people came out again for Navalny? So to me, that's what when I say secretive, there are times we're exposed. The world number 8 shines a light on everybody. That's why it's a bit overwhelming, George. Like, don't you think the news is just too much right now?
It's overwhelming for a lot of people.
Yeah, it's too much. It's like you can't even, the minute you catch up with one story, there's another one thrown at you. You're starting to read it, and here comes another one. So I'm advising people in this world number 8 to just calm it down. Do things that make you feel better. Put on music that makes you happy. Spend time with people you love. Focus on you. Do not fall into this because it's overwhelming and it's not healthy.
A couple more people in the world news affairs, and then we'll get into some fun numerology stuff.
Of course.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. running as an independent for the presidency. He was on my show several weeks ago and claims if he gets 5% from Biden and Trump, he's got a shot to win. We'll see. But his birthday is January 17th, 1954. So what do you see there?
Right. Well, I see a couple things. He's born on an 8 day and he's a one life path. What that means is duality in a person's personality. So that means sometimes he'll end up saying something in his life that can blow up in his face. Like he didn't consider what it was. That's difficult in this trail of trying to run for president. We see that. But it's the 8 that does it, George. Like you could check anyone in your life. If you're born on an 8 day, and that means someone born on the 8th, the 17th, the 26th, they are straightforward. Like they just speak their mind. Well, behind it is a one life path. So he's going to get some votes. The confusion is, the Kennedy family is not in support, right? There's a lot of things
they're not too happy about this.
No, they're not. So what I see happening, a lot of money is going to be pouring out from that family regarding this as well. So, but I know people, a lot of people don't pay attention. They're going to hear that name and say, ooh, a Kennedy, let's do it, right? So, but if you said to me on paper, because he's in a personal year of 8, could he win this election? I say no to that. Could he trip up this election and give us a surprise? Yeah, that's possible.
All right. Chinese leader Xi Jinping, June 15th, 1953.
Okay. So he's born on a 6 day. He is a 3 life path. He also has a 3 attitude. If you'll notice something about that man, if you watch him, notice how you see him laughing. You'll see him laugh. You'll see him smile. He does that. Like some leaders want to look tough and stoic. He's not that. And that's coming from these numerology numbers that he has. So that's where it's it catches people off guard, because in the next breath, they're like, he's a tyrant. This is what he's doing. He's a dictator. He happens to be in a personal year of 2 right now, which is emotional. So it also means his intuition is strong. So when people talk about the rumors, is he going to make a move, right? A big political move right now? I don't see that in this cycle. I think it's going to be more about his family and stuff that he's dealing with, but also improving his name, improving his image.
All right. So let's talk about house numbers. How important are house numbers to the energy of a home? And what does that do for the owner?
They are incredibly important. And I have to tell you, George, I've literally gone to someone's home, and when the energy was a challenge to me, I couldn't even sleep in the house.
Really?
Now it's crazy, but there's certain numbers that are overwhelming. So what I teach people, like when someone wants to make a move, if we go basic, how would you do this? Let's just say your address is 55, and then you write out the address. Well, 5 + 5 = 10.
So
1 + 0 = 1.
So it's a 1. Yeah.
Right. So like numbers on address, maybe you're living at 20 something street. 2 plus 0 is 2. So, yeah, to start with it, you just break down the numbers to get that one digit to get some insight. So here's examples, keeping it simple. Let's say I got a divorce and I just want to be alone. I don't want to deal with anybody. Well, if I moved into a house of one, that's a good idea, because a house of one promotes independence. It helps you heal, helps you feel like I'm okay. You know, I'm okay by myself. I can have a good life. But let's say you're someone who's looking for love, then you don't want to live in a house of one, do you?
Not at all.
If it's promoting you being by yourself. So what do? House of two, it promotes love. It helps you connect with people. So people in a house of two, there's a special bond. It's usually like family, but they have this communion together and it's playful. And then you go to the house of three. This literally promotes communication and connecting with others. It's a great house for you to have a party. The house of four, now this is a house, I say it's kind of like a house of study, because you really get inside your head. I compare it to the turtle, when the turtle puts its head in the shell. So people who live in the house of four, they have to remind themselves to get back outside. You know, if someone knocks on the door of a four house, they're like, uh-oh, they don't want to open that door. It's like, who's out there?
Huh.
Right.
Interesting.
It is. Now, here's the house of five, and this is the one I couldn't sleep when I was at the house. I was actually taking care of their pets, but I just couldn't sleep in that house. It was the house of five.
Are all houses of five the same?
No, let me explain. Because remember, numbers can break down. It can be like 2, 3, right? Like a 23. It could be 5, 0. It could be 41. So the energy is a little different, but here's where it is the same. It is never a dull moment. And if you live in that house, you have to be careful to not fall into addiction. That's just a fact. Alcohol, sex addiction. Maybe you got hurt, your knees got hurt, you're taking a pain pill, and suddenly you're addicted. That part is true in a house of five. You have to pay attention to that. The house of six. Now, this is considered like a family home. Like, let's say you're a young couple and you want to have babies. That would be a perfect house to move into, because it does promote family, husband, wife, children, that whole picture. And it's magnetic. People are drawn to that house. The house of seven. This is a house of study. So let's say you're an author, a psychiatrist, and like even in your case, George, because you're a seven, a house of seven would be perfect for you. Because by the time you go home, you want your peace and quiet. And that's what it promotes. Now, let's say you're a real social person, then that's not going to be ideal for you. You see? That's why it matters. The house of eight. This is a good-looking house. Like when you say a house of eight, it tends to be impressive. What I caution is the shadow side, it ends up costing more than you thought. So you got to check that paperwork before you move in, because you could be dazzled by the house. Next thing you know, the roof, something caves in, right? There's some sort of damage you didn't see coming. So pay attention to that. The house of nine. It's basically that all are welcome, because this is that evolved number in numerology. But when it comes to your children, let's say you send them off to school, you know, they get the degree, suddenly they come home, they say they're going to stay a couple of days, and they don't want to leave, George. So you have to learn boundaries in the house of nine, that people are welcome to stay for a while, but they need to move on.
So if you have these numbers, you really can't change them legally, can you?
No, but here's the good news, and I teach this in my book. When it says your number, you can alter it. So, look, example, maybe I am someone who lives in a house of one, and for years I've been by myself, but I really want a relationship. Then I could put a number on the inside of the door to change it. So maybe I'd put another one. One plus one is two.
Now, what do you mean on the inside of the door?
Well, what I mean is the main door. Like if someone knocks at the front door, that door, not for the mailman to see it, it's for you. You put it at the top of that door. You alter the energy of the house.
Towards you on the inside of the house or on the outside of the door?
Yeah. I had to do that for my home because we moved into a house of seven. And again, I am a writer, so I like the quiet. But I found when Charlie was not in the same room with me, I couldn't feel his energy. So I did alter the house, made it a two energy. And sure enough, it doesn't matter where he is. I just feel like we're connected.
Now, the number you stick on the door, you add that with the actual
numbers? Door number. You got it. Okay. That's how you can create the new number.
That's interesting.
So how about this? I've actually had clients do this. They live in a house of eight. They reach out. They're like, you're not kidding, Glennis. This house has cost me a ton of money. So then they put the three on the inside of the door. it becomes an 11, but it becomes slash 2. And sure enough, it calms it down. It calms it down. So the money stuff doesn't continue. So yes, if you are stuck in a house that you cannot move from, by all means, learn how to alter energy. That's what I teach. And then if you're going to make a move, like you're going to go out there looking for a house, make sure it's compatible to you.
What do you say to people who say, what do you have a number for on the outside of your door?
Well, people, what I've noticed about them, they never notice numbers. Like if you put numbers at the top of the door, because remember, it's not for the mailman. The mailman can't see this. This is inside the house. But I do have numbers above my door, and not once has someone noticed them. They've never said, hey, what's that doing up there? So, yeah, and my clients have found the same thing.
I lived with my parents, of course, in a 4 number.
Okay, look how perfect. That was about family. It was about connecting. How many were in the house?
5 total.
Right. Okay, so what, mom, dad, and 3 kids?
Mom, dad, and my 2 sisters.
Okay, so that...
And me.
So here's the thing. The house of 4, it was solid. The parents, I would be shocked if they didn't have rules. They should have rules how things should be. They taught you, you know, example about being kind and polite. Some of the things we're not seeing right now in today's society, some we're not seeing that as much. In the house of 4, they teach that. It's about learning while you're there.
They gave us a lot of leeway, and they never wanted to force things on us. And we as kids never wanted to disappoint them.
Perfect. House of 4. Yeah, in my family was house of 6. And, you know, there's 11 kids with my parents, 13 altogether.
Didn't Ronald Reagan change his numbers on a house or something?
Well, I'll tell you, interesting you should say that. That house was a gift, right? He received the house as a gift from someone after he left the presidency. And it was 666. What? And so a lot of people thought when he got dementia and Alzheimer's, they're like, my gosh, was the house cursed? And of course, that's not the case, because what we know now is that he actually had troubles that we just didn't know about, right? There was privacy, more privacy back then than there is today. But going to that, people, when they see 666, they automatically panic and think it's bad. But the truth is, when you add it up, 6 plus 6 plus 6 is 18, 1 plus 8 is 9. 9 is, again, the highest number in numerology. So when they talk about the fallen angel, right? Because the devil started out as an angel.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. So how about this? If you're someone who's very spiritual and you have a lot of faith, you're not going to move into a house of 666. Because even if you don't believe in the negative, there are some people drawn to that energy. Like they want that. And that's the problem.
Why is April 1st considered April Fool's Day?
Well, that's an excellent question, but let's look at this. I'm going to look at the year right now. What kind of day is that? It's an actual one day. The attitude of it is a 5. And then in this case, it's going to be a 5-1-4 day. So I'll put it to you this way. Just keeping it simple. April 1st. The 1 is, it would make it easy for you. If I was competing with you and I wanted to trick you, that's a day to do it. But then the attitude of the day is a 5, which means creating drama, thinking it's funny. Like, somebody always gets a little burned on April Fool's Day, right? You're trying to trick somebody else. So I think that's the reason. But I don't know why someone picked that date. Like, when did it even originate? Do you know? I do not.
It's a long, long time ago.
But those numbers were perfect for it because it promotes you being clever. It does.
April, of course, is only about a week and a half away. I can't believe how fast this year's going.
Oh, I know. Well, and again, because of all the stuff happening, it's taken up all your days, right? It's moving really quickly.
How does April look to all of us?
So what you do when you look at a month energy, you make a note. Okay, what is April? April is the month of 4. So what does the 4 mean? It literally would mean to people out there, if there's something you don't know in your life right now, the 4 invites you to learn it. So if you're going to take a class, maybe you're going to go off and take a workshop. Are you doing any events, George?
In April?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Because the month of 4 would be a great time to do it. Even online workshops, whatever it is people are doing, it's a time to learn something new. If you're willing to focus on that in that cycle, you end up feeling really good by month's end. The other thing about the 4, though, it's direct and honest. So you have to be careful what you say. Like if you're talking to someone and they rub you the wrong way, don't just shoot your mouth off in that cycle of four. Like, I'm actually concerned looking at it with the number eight, the eight world number, George. Four and eight are the ones who hit their head before they learn. So I tell everyone out there, just proceed with caution.
Glynis McCants, Numbers Lady, of course. Your website is numberslady.com. You have a toll-free number for your books. Keep it out, Glynis.
Yeah, I do, and everything we do here. 1-877-686-2373.
Is that the only way to get your books?
No, what happens is if they go to, well, numberslady.com, we have the book, but also Amazon has it. Everyone has it. Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, everybody.
Spell your last name for everybody.
It is McCants, as in Sam, McCants.
Glynis McCants, and a couple of her books include Love by the Numbers and Glynis Has Your Number. We're going to take a short